Hello and welcome to episode 23 of Secret Grasp. Secret Grasp is a podcast all about the mysterious and difficult to explain aspects of life. We cover topics relating to the paranormal, occult, conspiracy theories, urban legends, cryptids, and other strange occurrences. You can find us on all of the major podcasting apps, and we've also got a video version of the podcast available on YouTube, so go check that out. So today I want to talk about the back rooms. This is, I'll just give you a quote first, then we can talk about it. Quote, if you're not careful and you noclip out of reality in the wrong areas, you'll end up in the back rooms where nothing but the stink of old moist carpet, the madness of mono yellow, and the endless background noise of fluorescent lights at maximum hum buzz, and approximately 600 million square miles of randomly segmented empty rooms to be trapped in. God save you if you hear something wandering around nearby, because it sure as hell heard you. So basically, this is a fictional concept. When it talks about noclip, so in video games, noclip is where there's a surface that hasn't been programmed properly to stop you when you bump against it. So sometimes you can go right through the wall in a video game and fall right off the map. That's basically the concept of what backrooms is. It's like noclipping in real life and falling out of the map. So sometimes things just happen and you glitch out of reality. Nobody quite knows why. So this all started in May of 2019 when a picture of an empty office building with yellow carpets and walls was posted on 4chan with the quote that I just read. And people felt really unsettled by the picture because it seems to trigger something visceral in people's memories, like they've dreamt about it or seen it before or something. So if you're in the back rooms, your phone doesn't work, your watch will stop. Depending on who you ask, you won't be tired or hungry, although some people say you have to eat and there's random foods that are available in the back rooms. The most common liquid that you can find is almond water, but basically the thing that's always in common is you're stuck and you have to hopefully get out back to the real world or else you'll be stuck in the back rooms forever. So there's over 100 rooms in the back room, maybe thousands. Like I said, it's about 600 million square miles. Some people say that the back rooms are infinite. Some of the rooms have monsters in them. Other rooms are happy and peaceful. Depends where you end up. It's kind of the back rooms purists will say that there's really only three levels to the back rooms, and we can't really know anything that's beyond that. So pretty much everybody agrees on what the first three rooms are. And then after that, it's like people have made them up over time. Some of them are canon and some of them aren't. The first level is just an endless maze of yellow rooms that all look the same. The carpet is moist and smells. There's fluorescent lights buzzing overhead the whole time. There's also humanoid hound-like creatures that make a rumbling noise. And if you run into those, you just want to slowly back away. And if you make eye contact with the weird hound creatures, it kind of spooks them too. And then you can get a chance to run away that way. So once in a while, when you're on the first level of the back rooms, you might find a wall that's darker than others. You might be able to noclip back through that to reality, but there's a risk because it might take you somewhere else too, or you might just go back to the start of level zero. Sorry, I guess technically you would call that the yellow level is actually level zero, and then you got level one. So how you get to level one is not really well understood, though. Depending on who you ask, you might come across an elevator, a hallway, or a staircase. And sometimes the scenery just starts to change on its own after either 48 hours or about 4 days. The lights will start to flicker and turn off. And then after you're in pitch black for a while, you just kind of appear in this new office-like space. So level one has concrete floors and walls. There's a constant rumbling sound and creaking noises coming from the other rooms, and the lights will flicker and turn off sometimes. And creatures come out in the dark and make screaming noises, so you get that to look forward to. And the thing that happens is basically the further down the back rooms you go, the harder and harder it is to get out. So if you can get out on level zero, you really want to do that, because after level one, it gets pretty hard. Level one eventually becomes long hallways with fluorescent lights that give off so much heat that you can feel it. And that's where you enter level two. And the walls are covered with piping and machinery. And there's still monsters in this area. And since you're in a hallway, if you run into a monster, basically your only option is to run back the other way if you run into something and hope that it like connects and there's like another way. I don't know. And yeah, there's a clusters of the back rooms. So cluster one is levels 0 to 999. That's how many of these people have made up or actually exist, depending who you ask. Different people will recognize different numbers of the back room. Some will say only level 0, 1, and 2 are canon. Others will say 3, 17, or some other arbitrary number. So level 3 is an electrical station. Level 4 is an office. Level 5 is what they call the Terror Hotel. Level 6 is called Lights Out. Level 7 is the Flooded House. And level 8 is the Cave System. And it's claimed that the back rooms feeds off of negative emotions. So basically, the more upset and stressed out you get, the worse your situation becomes. So is the back rooms real? It is a hard question to answer. And in other ways, it's not. I think it's just a creepypasta, but it's like really unsettling. Some people have claimed to have visited it and they got stuck there in their dreams, though. Some people have even claimed to go there in real life. I don't know if I would buy that. I guess it's possible. After you research the back rooms for a while, you do kind of worry that you're going to end up there. I don't know how it has that effect on you, but it does. So the idea of the back rooms kind of goes back to Greek mythology and the idea of the labyrinth as well, which was created by Daedalus for King Minos to hold the Minotaur. So there's something in the human psyche, maybe going back to Greek mythology, about the back rooms. Maybe the back rooms are like our modern equivalent of the labyrinth. There's something in the human mind, I guess, about just getting stuck in an endless maze. I don't know. So people have written their own levels, but then there's a backroom wiki at wikidot that's considered canon lore. So any room that's on that wiki is canon. And then if you just find other ones on Reddit or something, it's not necessarily an official backroom. So how do you actually enter the back rooms? The back rooms aren't really a destination. It's more like you take a wrong turn somewhere and end up somewhere that you shouldn't belong. In most cases, it's completely spontaneous and accidental when you end up there. You can just open the wrong door, you can turn around, or even just blink and end up in the back rooms. But there are a few similarities between cases that have been reported. So one way to open the back doors is apparently by inducing intense negative emotions. This is not recommended for obvious reasons, but apparently there's like a step-by-step guide of how to do this, but I don't know. It sounds like it might lead to other things like just losing your mind too. And then apparently there's these rituals to get to the back room, but like I said, it's not really a destination. It's like an accident. So usually what happens is you start this ritual and then you'll just like stop it halfway through. And hopefully that triggers something and you end up in the back room. But yeah, I don't know how that works. I have not been to the back room and I would not like to go. So if you do end up in the back room, I've got some tips on how you can survive though. So the first thing that you should do is as soon as you end up in the back rooms, look behind you for a shadow on the wall and then see if you can go through the shadow. That might be one of those no clip spots and it might be like instantly you can get out within a couple of minutes unless you're so ballsy that you want to explore the back rooms and then hope that you can get back to that and hope that the hound creatures don't get you. But if there isn't a shadow behind you on the wall, then you'll have to find an exit. You can find these either by the texture or the lighting on the walls will be slightly different. So you want to check every surface, even the ceiling. Try and make a map or keep track of where you're going and don't panic because like I said, negative feelings make things worse. And if you make it to level 2, there are no exits supposedly. So people say then the only way out is to be calm and still and enter a meditative state and imagine yourself back in the real world. And so essentially you have to convince yourself that you're safe and that the back room doesn't exist, which would probably be quite a hard thing if you're like freaking out. Most people that live, if you believe in a level 4, then most people will tend to end up in level 4. So apparently there's no hostile entities there and there's lots of food. So yeah, I think if I ended up in level 0 and I couldn't find a way out and I made it all the way to level 4, I think I would just live out my life with all the other people in the back rooms in level 4 when there's a safe place and lots of food. So you can just kind of chill and live there forever. I would probably rather that than risk my life getting out. I don't know. Maybe after like a decade or something, I get so bored that I'd want to go back to the real world. But it gets more and more dangerous the farther down you go. So if you get to level 4, I maybe would just live there for at least a couple of years. So when you're in a maze, something that you can do as well as follow the right hand rule. So it's not what it sounds like that you always turn right. What it actually is you keep your hand on the wall to your right side as you walk around. So you won't necessarily always turn right because the maze will go in different directions. But if your hand is on the wall, then you'll follow it all the way out. The thing is, though, there's two kinds of mazes. I forget what they're called, like concurrent and decurrent or something. So if it's a concurrent maze where from the start to the finish is totally connected, then the right hand rule works and you can just follow it all the way along. But if there's a decurrent maze, which is basically there's different segments that are all separated within the maze, then the right hand rule isn't going to work and you're going to have to find more advanced maze solving strategies. So you might want to look up some other maze techniques just in case you ever end up in the back rooms. Something else you can do is mark your starting point. So usually whatever you came into the back room with, you'll have on you. So if you came through with your keys, scrape a line along the wall so that you know which walls you've already touched, and then you'll know where you've been. Like, I don't have my keys on me right now, but I've got like a metal zipper on my jacket. So I would probably take this and just scrape it along the wall the whole way. And then something that you can do is try and get up into the ceiling. So there can be random objects like filing cabinets and stuff that show up in the back room. So you can stack those up and try and get into the ceiling, because normally the ceiling in most parts of level zero, at least, are like the drop ceiling where you can push it up. So if you can climb up into the ceiling, you might be able to see all the way to the walls, although it's like 600 million miles or whatever, but I don't know. You might be able to find something in there. I think there's like these weird apartment buildings and stuff in level zero even. So it's not all just the weird yellow rooms. So if you can get into the ceiling, that's probably a good way to go. And my last tip is to take any objects that you come across, because you never know what might be useful as a weapon or to stack up to get into the ceiling or whatever you can do. But that's about it for the back room. So if you like this kind of content on paranormal and mysterious topics, you'll want to check out some of my other episodes. In the future, I'm going to be doing episodes about ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, and a lot more. So I'd really appreciate it if you would subscribe and come back and check out some of my future episodes, because it really does support the podcast. But that's it for this one. I will see you guys next time. We'll be in touch.